So much of what we've been doing here at CS Live has been explaining kind of social media 101 to people in various departments of the civil service. What a lot of people don't know is that there are some really, really smart web users working in government already. And a lot of what they do doesn't get talked about. One of them, and one of my favourite web type people anywhere, is Jenny Brown, Jenny B off the internet. Hello, Jenny.
Hello, Steve.
Jenny's really smart. I mean, Jenny's been doing web things for a very long time, haven't you?
Yeah.
You sound really old. You've been doing them since before you were born.
Well, I suppose it's probably about a decade, yes, which is quite frightening. Design background, but moved into, I suppose, enabling people to use the web more effectively generally is what I'm about.
And you're now doing web things for the Ministry of Justice?
Yeah, amongst others.
And you've been developing a fairly innovative new product for them, haven't you?
Yeah, I like to think so. It's certainly something that a lot of other people from around government have been interested in, and it seems to be that there is a real need for what I'm working on, and it is to enable press offices in particular to be able to monitor online news stories more effectively than they perhaps do at the moment.
Unlike so many government kind of web contracts that go to people who bid insane amounts of money for bespoke products, you're actually using a lot of open source tools, or at least free tools that are readily available on the web.
Yeah, the tools that we're using are free. We're using Google Reader and iGoogle and a few others as well. And we're really just trying to harness what's already out there rather than introduce new things, and like you say, introduce the necessity for a big procurement process, or you know, whatever that might be. You know, there are some fantastic tools out there that are you know, allow you to do some incredibly sophisticated things, and they don't cost any money.
In the rest of your life, you're incredibly fluent with social media usage. You're a regular user. It's part of your social life, it's part of your work. What are the frustrations that you come up against trying to bring that social media literacy into play in government departments?
I think when you spend a lot of your time online and participating online, you instinctively realise very quickly how not just important it is, but how intrinsic and essential it is to the way that you conduct your relationships. And, you know, certainly my, you know, I do a lot of networking with people in the real world as well as in online, and actually the two things aren't really that different, but online networking through Twitter, through Facebook, through, you know, whatever particular method is absolutely essential. And I suppose perhaps one of the frustrations is then coming into a workplace, and this isn't just true for the civil service, this is true, you know, right across the board, but coming into a workplace where perhaps you can't access those networks that you're used to accessing, you know, or just the tools that you kind of come to rely on a little bit in your personal life or whatever, that you just can't use, and you kind of go, oh, what am I supposed to do? Oh, back to email. Okay, back to email. You know, and that can be a little bit frustrating.
How do we get over that? What's the answer?
That's a really good question. I think finding, I'm a really big believer in not giving people web tools for the sake of it, or introducing people to new ideas for the sake of it, because people will kind of get a bit freaked out. You know, there's no point saying to everybody in any organisation, right, now everybody's got to work on wikis, because everyone's going to run a mile. What you need to be able to do is identify those key projects that are going to enable you to introduce the different tools because they're the right tools for the job, not because you want the excuse to bring them in. And then at that point, you can then get people to start start getting excited about using the tools and seeing the potential in them.
Jenny, you're a very, very smart lady. I'm inspired by the work you do. I love hearing about it. And I hear about it through social networks. I wouldn't know about what was going on at the web, at the MOJ, except for through you. And I hope that enthusiasm for it spills over. Thanks.